Will you pray with me, please? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A friend of mine once served as an officer aboard a fast attack submarine in the United States Navy. And I love listening to his sea stories. A fascinating life for someone serving aboard a vessel that was designed to operate in an environment that is completely hostile to human life. One of the most powerful and technologically advanced machines ever devised by humankind. And he told me that when they would go on patrol, sometimes the officers would want to be the last one on the bridge before they submerged, because sometimes they would stay submerged for really months at a time. And a modern nuclear submarine is a fascinating piece of machinery because it's nuclear powered, it never needs gas, at least not for another 5,000 years or so. It has systems on board to provide fresh air and water for the crew indefinitely, and so they would go on patrol for months at a time. But as powerful a machine as we have devised, a submarine cannot stay on patrol indefinitely for one simple reason. Eventually, the galley runs out of groceries. Eventually, the food supply will run out, and the crew has to eat. And as we all know, food is one of our basic human needs. We know the human body can survive for a few minutes without oxygen, for a few hours without shelter, for a few days without water, maybe for as much as a week or more without food. But part of being human means that we have to eat to live. And so conversations about life and death and food are at the center of our story this morning in the Gospel according to John. So this winter we've been reading and preaching our way through John's Gospel, and here comes a preacher pun. Let me set the table for us. Thank you, I'll be here till Thursday. So this story takes place near the Jewish festival of Passover. And you may remember that Passover is a high holy day for our Jewish brothers and sisters, and we read about its origins in the Hebrew Bible in the book of Exodus, when we remember that God brought God's people out of their slavery and bondage in Egypt, led them through the waters of the Red Sea and into the wilderness, and there were no Publix or Walmarts in the wilderness. So God provided for the people's basic physical needs with something called manna, which we think is something like a fine, flaky bread. So this story that we're going to read is set in the context, the larger context of, once again, the festival of the Passover was near. And about that time, Jesus ascended a hill overlooking the Sea of Galilee, and this huge crowd followed him. And as they're looking out over this sea of faces, Jesus turns to his disciple Philip, and he asks him this question. He says, "Philip, where are we going to buy bread for all these people to eat?" And Philip looks out at the faces and points out the obvious to Jesus. He says, "6 months of wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." And then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was there, and he said to Jesus, "Jesus, there's a boy here. He has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" So Jesus told the disciples to tell the crowd to sit down. And everybody sat down on the grass, and they estimated it was as many as 5,000 people. And then Jesus took what had been offered to him, and he gave thanks for it, and he broke it. And he gave it and he served it, as well as the fish. And everyone had as much as they wanted. And when they were satisfied, when all 5,000 people had eaten their fill, Jesus said to the disciples, "Gather up the leftovers." And so the disciples brought 12 baskets full of the broken pieces. Now the Remember, we've been talking about this. The political situation was very tense in those days. People were looking for a new king. And so the people started coming at Jesus. They were going to take him by force and make him king. And when Jesus sensed what they were about to do, he slipped away by himself. And so the next day, he caught up with his disciples again, this time in the seaside village of Capernaum, in the synagogue where he began to teach. And so that's the context for the text that's before us this morning. It's the day after Jesus has fed these 5,000 people. It's on essentially a loaf of bread and a can of tuna fish. And now Jesus is in the synagogue in Capernaum having this extended conversation about our human condition and our need for nourishment. So listen now for a word from God from the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 35th verse. We pick up while Jesus is in the middle of this extended discourse. Jesus is speaking. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all those who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is this not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. From a pretty early age, all of us learn about the laws of supply and demand. And so when Jesus turned to Philip there the day before and said, Philip, where are we going to buy enough bread to feed all these people? Philip knew the laws of supply and demand. Even if they could find enough bread, they had not nearly enough resources. The demand far exceeded the available supply. 6 months' worth of wages wouldn't even come close to buying enough for everyone to have a little taste. So much need, and not enough on hand. And where many of us at least are familiar with what happened next, all four gospel writers give an account of these events and they agree on these details. Jesus told everybody to have a seat. Everybody sit down. And Jesus took what little had been offered to him and he gave thanks for it. And he broke it and gave it. And there wasn't just a little. There was enough for everyone to be satisfied, and not for enough for everybody to be satisfied, but 12 baskets of leftovers to boot. And the next day, Jesus continues this conversation about life and death and food. I am the bread of life, he says. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I've been thinking about you, my friend, and I have an amazing view up here every Sunday, and I don't want y'all to worry about this, but I see some tired faces out there. Not tired like stayed up too late last night, but in your bones, tired. I see some hungry folks out there, not folks who skipped breakfast, but who just are famished, who are thirsty. It's coming up on 2 years now that you've been living through this global pandemic and all the mess that has come with it. Everyone around you seems to be on edge about everything. There is no room in your life for the benefit of the doubt. When you look around, there is so much need, so many demands, and not near enough supply to even scratch it. You're hungry, thirsty, you're tired. And so you've come to the right place this morning, my friend. Jesus bids that you would sit down. So far, so good. Good, you're sitting down. If you're watching us online and you're standing up, let me invite you to sit down for a minute. Let me invite you. This is a time when I will, as the preacher, give you permission to close your eyes, provided that you'll open them again before the end of the sermon. Let me invite you to close your eyes. Become aware of your body. And just breathe in. And breathe out. And listen to the teacher. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. I am the bread of life. This is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given to me, but raise it up on the last day. I am the bread of life. All who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. I am the bread of life. My friend, Jesus bids that you would come and sit down and be. Know that you are loved. Know that anyone who comes to him, he will never drive away. Come and sit and know that he is the bread of life, that he gives his very body that you might eat. He gives his very blood that you might drink. That you might know that you are enough. You are enough, wholly and completely, just as you are. And so he bids that you might sit down and that you might come and eat, not because you're worthy, but just because you're hungry. He bids that you would come and sit down and drink, not because you've got it all figured out, but because you're thirsty. He bids that you would come to him, not because of what you've done or not done or not said, but because of who he is. I am the bread of life. He bids that you would come not because of who you are, but because of what he has done for you in his life, and death and resurrection. I see it. My friend, you're so very tired. You're so very hungry. So come. Sit. Eat. Drink. And live. That's what the church does. We bring hungry, tired, thirsty people together around the bread of life. But then, we do something else. Once we've had our fill, and we're going to make sure that everybody gets topped off, there's going to be leftovers. Don't worry, there's enough for to go around. We're going to be sent again. We're going to be sent to feed hungry people. We're going to be sent to give water to thirsty people. We're going to be sent to proclaim good news, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and release to the captive. We're going to be sent to name and rebuke the powers and principalities of this present darkness, and they don't want to be named or exposed, but that's our work. We're going to be sent to do some work of dismantling structures that perpetuate the sins of racism and poverty in our world. We're going to be sent with some tools to begin building vitality in our congregation and community and classrooms and boardrooms and all the places where people give. And to do it, Jesus is going to give us these tools. He's going to give us a word and water and bread and wine. Those are the tools that we have. And Jesus is going to say, I'm going to send you out into the world to be as wise as a serpent and as innocent as a dove. If you figure out what that means, see me after church. And we're going to get tired. It's tiring. We're even in the best of times, that's hard, tiring work to be the church in the world. It's really hard right now. We're going to get tired. We're going to get hungry. Maybe even hangry. You ever been hangry? Y'all know the term hangry? Yes, I know you've been hangry, Joshua. I was there. Yeah. Yep. So we need to eat, don't we, buddy? We need to eat on time. So Jesus will invite us to come, have a seat, breathe in, breathe out. Know that yes, there's so much demand, but we are enough. We are loved. So come, sit, eat, drink. I am the bread of life, Jesus says. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Let us eat that we may live. Thanks be to God. Amen.